The first time, because I'm a member of the Global Kids Council, we had to come here and share our campaigns for how we want to help children in our countries. The second time is because I wrote a manifesto specifically for South African children. I came here to read it out on the UN takeover, which was the coolest thing ever.
I heard that manifesto. You wrote that yourself?
Yes, I did. It was a poem that I had written quite a while before. I just needed to transform it a bit, tweak it a bit. UNICEF South Africa really helped with. But everything is my idea and was inspired by children of Africa and how I perceive them to be and how they're so amazing and they just should unlock their potential.
Sounds like you're pretty amazing yourself. What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
And what would you like to do when you are taking over the world for real?
I think I would like to focus on education, because often with poverty and with hunger, it's a daily thing that sometimes it won't reap anything. But with education, as soon as you invest in it, the rewards are absolutely amazing. We get great spokespersons, we get teachers, we get lawyers, we get artists, we get dancers. We get so many people who are going to make a contribution to our economy.
And how did you become so involved?
I think from a young age, my mother and my father have always helped me become involved in public speaking and expressing myself through poetry. And as soon as I became older, I started participating in Model United Nations and debate. So I've definitely always been a young, opinionated person. And my parents acknowledged that and saw that. And they just said I should do whatever I'm passionate about.
Sounds like you have very supportive parents.
Yes, I do. I live with my mother and my little brother, who's absolutely amazing. I think my family has always been supportive of whatever I choose to do. They've never really told me that any door is locked for me, which was great, because I pursue anything I want and I don't let anyone tell me that, no, this is out of reach for you. No, this is not good for you. So I think, yes, my parents, my family have definitely been supportive.
And how old is your little brother?
My little brother's 9 years old. He's absolutely amazing. He's full of energy, although we may fight a lot. I love him to bits, and I think everything I do is specifically for him, because I want him to have a tangible role model, a role model he can look to, a role model he sees every day, and a role model that is attainable. If he sees that his sister can do it, then surely he can do it. It doesn't have to be in public speaking, but in anything, really.
Are you very active in your school as well?
Yes, I am. I enjoy school so much, but I think I've always been, whether it's been in my community, whether it's been in my family, so not just in the school scene, but active in all the scenes.
So throughout the community?
Yes, I definitely enjoy doing public speaking, community service, and during the holidays, and even just like being part of the community is something that I really enjoy, the way the people interact with each other and the way we support each other. So I'm always just speaking and helping out wherever I can.
Do you think you would ever like to work at the United Nations?
I think definitely, although there's so much pressure, because I know that the amount of money they get in comparison to the problems in the world is really like a drop in the ocean. But I would definitely want to be involved in assisting people. I think a lot of people perceive that people want to work at the UN, want to be at the top. It's very great to be the Secretary General, the President of the General Assembly, but just helping out wherever I can, being a volunteer, being whatever I can be in order to help out.
Thank you so much. You've already inspired me.
Thank you.